Another thing that affects the economy is interest rates. As we all know, that when the interest rates go below 5 or 6%, people start buying houses again. When they start buying, you know, everybody gets excited. And housing is a very big, what they call, indicator, because housing requires lumber, TVs, refrigerators, stoves, you know, labor. Housing is a very big engine, so lower interest rates, economy booms again. But what happens is when it booms, then inflation sets in. And as we know, the Fed will then do something to manage it. And if he raises interest rates, stock markets generally go down and housing again starts to stop. So they try and control it via interest rates. The thing I want to say about interest rates is this: there's more to the economy than just interest rates. For example, for those who are old enough to remember the 1970s, remember interest rates hit 20-something, 28% and all this. And what was happening at the same time was housing prices were going through the roof in spite of interest rates. In other words, as interest rates went up, everybody thought the price of housing should come down, but they didn't. They just kept going up. The reason the price of housing kept going up was because the baby boomers, 75 million of them, were now leaving college. And for the very first time, they were buying their starter homes. So suddenly there was a supply and demand issue, which is what the economy is made of. There was so much demand for new housing that even though interest rates were high, people were still buying them. Like my dad bought his home in 1967, I think, for $55,000. And this was Hawaii back then. He got an offer for $1.6 million for that same house. Just because there was so much demand, plus the Japanese were coming into Hawaii at that time. And I asked my dad, why didn't he sell? $1.6 million, you can do, especially in the 60s, you could have done a lot with it. But he said, I'd have no place to move to. And that's how economy also affects you, because, you know, prices may go up for your house, but then if you move out, you still have to go spend as much money to move someplace else. And that was what was happening back in those days. So the price of housing went up in spite of high interest rates, and they kept raising the interest rates to try and slow it down, but it was supply and demand. Baby boomers wanted their houses. I made a lot of money just speculating in housing in those days. Back in the late 1990s, we know it was internet stocks. Everybody thought that was a new boom, and people got into it, and that went bust also, as it should. But the next thing that's happening, a lot of people are now saying, I buy real estate. The real estate market has now split. And the reason it's split is there's two kinds of people. The people that are making a lot of money are people who are buying $1 million to $5 million houses. The reason for that is that baby boomers, the affluent ones, have now made so much money, they can afford to move to $1 million to $5 million house. In fact, that is where the growth is right now. That is the big boom market. All the houses that were like $300,000 down to $100,000, they're not doing that well, again, because of supply and demand. There's not as many babies from the baby boomers to buy those houses. So the prices of, let's say, the starter houses to medium houses are languishing. But the property that's going up in value are low-income rental properties. The reason low-income properties are going up so much is very simply because there's still a supply and demand issue. There's many people, because the price of housing has gone up over all these years, people who are making, let's say, less than $30,000 a year cannot afford to buy a house. They can't afford to rent, you know, a nice apartment. So while there's a huge demand for rental properties under, let's say, $600 a month rent. And if you have one of those properties, people just line up for them. And they're very, very good investments right now. So that's how economy affects you. It's more than just interest rates. It's just more than money. It's supply and demand, ages, demographics of people moving around you. So that's the reason I manage my money as closely as I can, because I have to be able to do well in up markets and also do very well in down markets. The more you're able to understand the fundamentals of economy, riding up markets and down markets, you're neutral. You're not as afraid. You're not hoping the market stays up or not afraid of it coming down. You don't really care, because either way, you'll do well. And that is the basics of how economics affects financial literacy.